Hello everybody, this is Carrie, and it is time for another Cattober Mech Tech. So this time we'll be looking at the Shadow Cat 3, and before I go diving into the topic, I want to mention that on the last episode, I said we'd be talking about the Skinwalker. Well, I realized after I released the episode that the Skinwalker is the Ryokan 3 XP. Because of that, and since I promised it, I will be doing the regular Cattober Mech tonight, and then on Halloween, I will be doing the Skinwalker. So let's jump right into the Shadow Cat 3. Designed after the Second Combine Dominion War to be a more generalized replacement of the Shadow Cat, the Shadow Cat 3 does this primarily by expanding the pod space in the chassis, mainly by removing the fixed jump jets. The mech also has a more feline look to the cockpit, which is something that ended up being a design aesthetic the Nova Cats began using in the Dark Age period. The mech itself is 45 tons and built on a weight-saving endosteel chassis. It is powered by a 270-rated extra-light fusion engine that is augmented with mask, allowing it bursts of speeds up to around 120 kilometers an hour. To handle the heat from its weapons, the mech has 10 double heat sinks on its base chassis. Also, the Shadow Cat 3 is protected by 8 tons of ferrofibrous armor and has 19 tons of pod space, allowing it to dedicate almost half its mass to its weapons payload. In the primary configuration, it has a very simple and direct payload. For long-range engagements, it carries a left-arm-mounted Gauss rifle with 3 tons of ammunition. For close range, it employs 2 highly accurate medium pulsators in the right arm. There's really not much to say about it. The primary configuration is a BV of 2021. The alpha configuration of the Shadow Cat is a easily repositionable sniper. I don't know if that's really a word. Spellcheck tells me it's not. Anyway, carrying 2 arm-mounted extended-range large lasers, as its only weapons, it increases its mobility through the use of 8 improved jump jets, giving it a jump distance of up to 240 meters, and it has 3 additional double heat sinks to help deal with the massive heat load. So this is a sniper that can essentially move around at will, and if push comes to shove, it can actually kind of act as a harassing unit. So the BV of the Alpha variant is 2005. Now in the Bravo configuration, the Shadow Cat 3 is a lightweight, multi-range missile boat and EW platform. It has 2 Advanced Tactical Missile 3 launchers in each arm, which are supplied by a combined 4 tons of ammunition. This configuration is able to use whichever type of missiles are needed for any range without worrying about ammunition shortages. The mech also carries an ER medium laser in each arm, which are linked to an advanced targeting computer. And then, to increase its EW capabilities, it also has an Angel ECM suite and an active probe. For increased mobility, it has 6 jump jets, which give it a jump distance of up to 180 meters. The Bravo configuration comes in at 2183 BV. Finally, we have the Charlie configuration. This variant of the Shadow Cat 3 is a very heavy-hitting, short-range machine, pushing its ground speed as high as it can be done with the addition of a supercharger in the right torso. This configuration is an excellent striker. It carries an improved heavy large laser as well as an LB-20X autocannon with 2 tons of ammunition. In this configuration, the mech has a BV of 2153. All of these variants are quite impressive, either overwhelming an opponent with short-range firepower or sniping them at long ranges. In Alpha Strike, though, this mech plays in a slightly different manner. So, let's look at the base stats for the Shadow Cat 3. And I just lost my spot. There we go. The base stats are Type Battle Mech, Size 2, Target Movement Modifier of 3, Movement of 16, Armor 5, Structure 2. If anything changes on this, I'll let you know as we go through the configurations. So, in the primary variant or configuration, we have damage values of Short 3, Medium 4, Long 2, with no overheat value and specials of Case and Omni. It has a point value of 45, which feels a little bit high until you look at the target movement mod of the mech and the fact that it's capable of using that speed to evade a lot of damage while simultaneously inflicting a decent amount of damage on the enemy. The Alpha configuration is a true sniper. With augmented movement of 16 jump, its damage values are 2 at short, medium, and long range with no overheat. Its specials are Energy and Omni, and has a PV of 37 points. Really not much to say on it. It's a hard-to-hit sniping unit that you would use in the game. Preferably at long range. But also, it's sort of as a cheap point filler if you need it. So after that, we have the Bravo configuration, which is a highly complex electronics warfare platform in Alpha Strike that hits pretty hard for its size. Okay, so as I was saying, the Alpha configuration, or the Bravo configuration, electronic warfare platform, and it hits really hard, at least for what it does. It has a movement of 16/12 jump, which gives it increased utility and built-up terrain. Damage values are short 4, medium 4, and long 1 with an overheat of 0. Its specials include Angel ECM, Case, Jump Weak 1, Omni, Probe, Recon. And the Angel ECM, Probe, and Recon make it very useful as an EW and a scout mech. Also in helping to disrupt enemy C3 networks and stuff like that. So this mech has a point value of 52 points. Finally, we have the Charlie configuration, which is essentially two big guns mounted on a pair of legs with a cockpit. The movement has been pushed up to 18 inches, but does not push the target movement modifier above 3. Unfortunately, Alpha Strike, the two big guns formula isn't quite as intimidating as in classic Battletech. The weapons profile translates to a damage values of short 3, medium 3, long 0 with no overheat, and specials of Case, Flak 110, Omni. This mech ends up being a barely sub 40 point fast Flak platform with a bit of a bite. Its point value is 39. Now, overall, I think the Shadowcat 3 is a mixed bag with some amazing variants and some which are just okay. This also seems to be the case in Alpha Strike, where designs are very good or just so-so. Hopefully with time, the configurations added to this chassis will show better use of its pod space. So that's about it for today. Tomorrow we will be doing the Skinwalker, because it's not a cat mech, but I'd owed you a cat and now I owe you the Skinwalker. So we're going to be doing that on Halloween. And if you've liked this episode, go ahead and come over to our Facebook group where we can have some discussions about the mech. It's Unicorn Company Podcast on Facebook. And also, at the end of this month, I'm probably going to be starting a Patreon with some rewards that I can do involving customized cards. So until then, I will talk to y'all later.